Welcome to the July Health Minute on KXCV KRNW. It's a monthly check-in or check-up on the activities of Mosaic Medical Center. I'm your host, Gavin McGough. This month, nurse practitioner Allison Sporleader joins me to discuss the opening of a women's health clinic in Bedford, Iowa. Allie Sporleader, welcome to our Health Minute.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in. We are here to talk about a new clinic offering up in Bedford, Iowa, that's focusing on women's care. There is an existing clinic in Bedford, is that right?
There is. It's always been a primary care clinic. And now the opportunity for us to bring obstetrical and gynecological care to the communities of Southern Iowa.
What's the background and where did this priority come from?
There's a priority for women's health, especially in maternity deserts. There's so few rural clinics and hospitals now that are offering obstetrical care, and therefore it's called a maternity desert because they're so few and far between. And so what we're trying to do is to expand care and make it so that the women don't have to trouble or burden themselves as much by having to drive further for even just like routine prenatal exams, as well as just like gynecological needs. So well woman exams or contraceptives or like certain procedures or any problems that they might have. Maybe it's menopause management or just overall wellness or potential, you know, postpartum anxiety, postpartum depression. There's just like a whole slew of things that if I can try to bring access closer to them so they don't have to go as far, maybe they're more likely to get help for that problem.
What sort of existing resources are allowing you to set this up?
So we have Dr. Dodson, who is our full-time OBGYN. She's been here for a couple of years. Love her. She's my collaborating physician. And then I've been here for about 6 years in the clinic now. And being able to get us into the Iowa market has become available by being able to work with insurances better. And therefore, if we can get insurance from Iowa covered, then that's when we can send care up there across the state line.
Talk a little bit more about the landscape of regional care for women specifically.
I mean, it's a specific lack just in the region. So most recently, the Chillicothe Hospital stopped delivering babies. And before that, there was Cameron Hospital that stopped delivering babies. Albany stopped. I mean, that was a long time ago. And then I don't believe Clarinda has ever delivered any babies either. So the closest for Iowa in our area would be Shenandoah. I mean, that's like an hour and 10 minutes from Maryville. So, you know, if we can kind of bring people who are in their own maternity deserts, whether it be from Missouri or Iowa, and bring them closer to Maryville, so like we would care for them closer to home, and then, they still might have to drive to Maryville to deliver the baby. But there's, you know, delivery centers in Maryville and St. Joe are kind of our region's delivery areas.
And why do you see all these closures? Is that because people are, you know, families are getting a little smaller? And is that a provider issue? What creates that challenge point?
I mean, there are a lot of providers that don't like working with minimal resources like we might have in rural healthcare. And when I say minimal, that would be in comparison to like the big, big cities where you have people in the building 24/7. You have all the resources that you could ever want. Or, you know, sometimes it comes with government funding in terms of, well, OB is not necessarily a money maker for a hospital, but it's necessary. It's necessary for women's healthcare. So we were not able to accept Iowa Medicaid. And now that we are able to accept Iowa Medicaid, we are able to go up there, up to the Bedford Clinic, and be able to see obstetrical gynecological patients up there.
Talk a little bit about your own interest in women's health, how this became a specialty for you, and how your career has evolved.
I mean, I was born in the Maryville Hospital, and I was raised K through 12. I went to the Maryville school system, and then there would be summers that I would watch TLC, A Baby Story, at home. So it's like kind of the maternity care side of things. And then I started working as a CNA. Well, first I was dietary aide and then a cook and then a CNA, LPN, RN, and a nursing home. And then I was able to just get straight into labor and delivery here at Maryville. I was labor and delivery for 5 years and then got my master's, my family nurse practitioner, and then now have been in the clinic for 6 years. Overall, I knew I wanted to do something with women's health. It was just kind of the labor and delivery portion. I loved being able to help women in a time of need and kind of help with this huge experience, the miracle of birth. And then the reason I wanted to go on further for my education was because I knew there were other aspects of women's lives that I could really help them with in terms of preventing pregnancy, as well as like sexual function, menopause. Like there's just so many other chapters of life that I knew I could help women with.
What are your specific dreams, goals for this clinic in Bedford?
My dreams and goals for the clinic in Bedford, I would love to have the women who like currently either don't have the transportation or the time or the energy to, you know, go to a facility for OB-GYN care 40 minutes away, but instead it's just down the street if they need to. So I'd like to be able to reach out to those women of the community that either are underprivileged or they only have a babysitter for so long and they don't want to bring their kid for their pap smear. So it'll be nice to kind of have it be more local care. The nice thing that I like about being in rural healthcare, because before I was a nurse practitioner, I was a labor and delivery nurse in the Maryville unit, and I loved knowing the people that I was helping deliver. And so it's kind of like a mini family. And, you know, having grown up in Maryville, like I know people in Bedford. I like eating at the restaurants in Bedford. So it's just really a community effort, but it's just 40 minutes down the road.
That was Allison Sporleader, women's health nurse practitioner at Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, and soon enough, Bedford, Iowa. This is KXCV KRNW. Thanks for tuning in.